Today, I'm joined by a rising star in the industry. She's a very famous father. I'm a huge fan. Yes, I am talking about Ananya Bande. Hi, Ananya.
Hello, Sam. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I had to get that in there in the introduction because, of course, he's given us so much and still giving it through you. But thank you so much for all the great work that you're doing. You have, of course, you're a rising star in the industry, student of the year too, absolutely smashed it, Pati Patani Orvo, and now Geheraya. So tell us, how did this film come to you?
Oh, I'm just so happy that it came to me, honestly. You know, I've always wanted to work with Shakun since I saw his first film, actually. I love Ek Mein Aur Ek Tu. I think it's 9 years of that film today because, you know, everyone complains that Shakun takes so long to make films and we all just want to keep seeing more from him. And I watched Kapoor and Sons and like everybody else fell in love with that film as well. So I was really dying to work with him. And I had a meeting with him. And I think at that time, he kind of realized that the character he had written for Tia was pretty similar to how Ananya is anyway as a person. So he thought that that would kind of help if I brought parts of myself to the character of Tia. And I had a narration for the film and it was never a question of whether I was doing the film or not, you know. From the moment I met him, I was like, I have to be a part of whatever he's making, no matter how big or small the role is. And, you know, once I heard the part, I was like, okay, that this is a huge responsibility and I need to do justice completely to the part of Tia.
Yes, yes. Well, you definitely have done. Looking forward to watching the whole film. Up until now, only been able to, of course, see the trailer, but the whole film is releasing Friday the 11th on Prime, which is great. You know, it's great. Get to watch it in the safety of our own homes. Still, of course, we are still in the pandemic. So for those people that aren't comfortable going out, we can just watch it how we want. But how was it filming through the pandemic?
It was definitely scary, you know, to begin with, because we were one of the first few films to, I think, go on floors and start shooting during the pandemic. So there was regular COVID testing, there was PPE kits, masks, shields, you know, social distancing as much as possible. We had to be a limited crew. We were actually in Goa in a sort of bubble so that no one could leave and come in. You know, we all were there for 2 months and it was scary. But I think as humans, we adapt and we try to do the best we can in situations. And so did we.
Yeah, well, that's a very interesting point that you've made there, because as humans, we do adapt and we do find a way. So it's great that you've managed to film this through COVID and now released it as well.
Yes.
So, you know, of course, at the beginning, then I mentioned your dad and, you know, growing up, did you always know that you were going to be in the industry? Was it something that was an inner calling where you thought, I'm going to do that?
It was more than a no. It was a want. I always wanted to be a part of the industry. I always wanted to be an actor, but I didn't know how I was going to do it. You know, I don't think I believed in myself so much at that point. But I knew I always knew I wanted to be an actor. So it was more about me knowing I want to do it, but like not knowing exactly how it's going to work out.
And here we are, it's manifested, you've given us so many hit films, and now this film, all-star cast in this one. Of course, we've got Deepika in this, we've got Siddhant in this one. How did that come together? You know, did you guys gel as a cast? Did it take a bit of course, it's a very intense film. So how was that in terms of, you know, did you guys have to go through certain practices? Did you have certain meetups to get to know each other, to gel, or how was that?
So none of us actually knew each other too well before we started the film. Sid and I had met a couple of times because we both debuted in the same year. So we were on roundtables together and we had interviews together and we went to like award functions together. But it was all socially, you know, we didn't know each other too well. Deepika, I had met, of course, socially. And I didn't know Dhairya at all. I didn't know Shakun at all. So I think Shakun really emphasized on having a lot of workshops, a lot of table reads, because it's the kind of film, when we speak about intimacy, it also means between all four characters, just generally being comfortable with one another and trusting each other. So he really emphasized on table reads and conversations and putting us in a bunch of workshops to kind of create that chemistry.
Yes, well, it's definitely there. But talking about the chemistry, what was it like for you as an actress, you know, challenging yourselves? Did you have to go out of your comfort zone to do some of these scenes?
No, definitely. You know, it's this weird mix of being in my comfort zone, but then also going out of my comfort zone simply because of how similar that, as I said, Tia and I am. Because a lot of her personality traits are similar to how I am as a person. So to some level, I did feel like I was borrowing a lot of myself to play Tia, as well as just experiences and relationships that I've seen around myself. And then it also was scary in a way, because when you are playing someone so similar to how you are, it can be scary to show your most vulnerable side and fragile side in front of the camera and to break down those walls. But then once you do it, and you just feel so liberated, you feel so honest. It was that mixture of going out of my comfort zone, but still being in my comfort zone.
Yeah. So you say that, you know, you feel that the character was very, very similar to yourself. So tell us about your character in this film.
So I played Tia. She is innocent. She's trusting, maybe a little too trusting sometimes. She likes to see the best in people. She's loving, loyal, but then she can also be a little bit dependent and insecure. She is in a tricky situation involving her cousin and her fiance, and it unfolds from there.
Yes, but it looks very tricky, it looks very intense. We can see what's happening from the trailer. But like I said, yeah. I'm looking forward to sitting down with the fire on. It's really cold over here in the UK at the moment, and getting all serious and watching this film in the comfort of my own home.
You as must. Many
what would you say to your fans here in the UK about going, about, you know, getting and watching this film?
I'm really curious and excited to know what everyone feels in the UK, of course. You know, it's a film that's about, it's an observation on modern complex relationships. And we've attempted to do something different. We've attempted to be as honest as we possibly could and tell a real story with hopefully relatable characters. And we hope that it starts a conversation. We hope that, there's no right or wrong answer after watching the film, but we hope the film stays with people.
Yes, yes. What's next for you, Ananya?
So I have Liger, which is my pan-India film coming out in August. It's with Vijay Devarakonda. It comes out in 5 languages. And it's this full-on masala, popcorn, musty type of film. It has everything in it, and it's super entertaining. So I hope, it can be some sort of fun relief for people. And I have a film called Kho Gaye Hum Kahan, which is produced by Zoya Akhtar, and it's directed by Arjun Singh. And it has Sid in it again with me and Adarsh Gaurav. And it's a film about it's a coming of digital age story. It's about social media and friendship and growing up.
Oh, that sounds good. I'm intrigued. Yeah. Well, we're following your career very closely here at Sudbury Radio. Thank you for taking the time to talk to us today. And, for all of you watching right now and listening right now, you can catch Ananya in Gehraiya, Amazon Prime, from the 11th of February. Thank you, Ananya.
Thank you, Pam. Thank you.